A blessed day, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Join me every Wednesday for a few minutes of studying and reflecting on God's words here on Bible Chismes Podcast. Okay, welcome back, Chismosas, to our fourth episode of the Bible Chismes PH. So there's been a lot of things going on lately. That's why I was unable to upload the latest on the podcast. But I'm rest assured that we will do our best to really keep on uploading every week. Because it's very important. The end times is really near. We're experiencing earthquakes, floods, fires, so many calamities going on. And these are the signs of the end times. And that's why we have to be ready all the time. Be ready always for the coming of Jesus Christ. Because these signs are the signs that He is coming. His coming is very, very near. And He is going to come at a time that we are not ready or that we don't anticipate. So we have to be ready. Kasi baka mamaya darating na siya, hindi pa natin siya kilala. So let's go ahead and dig deeper. This is our faith. We have to be critical about it. Okay, before I start the podcast, I just wanted to share this really interesting story. Once there was a teacher, a Sunday school teacher, and then there's this student daw of that Sunday school teacher who met her sa cafeteria. And the student said, "Hey, oh, hey, it's you. Oh, no." And the Sunday school teacher said, "Yeah, hello, you're here. Why, oh no?" And the student said, "Yeah, because you're probably going to be our Sunday school teacher today, right? Yeah, and I don't like you." And then the Sunday school teacher said, "Oh, but why?" But she was laughing. And the student said, "Well, most of our Sunday school teachers would just accept Jesus as the answer to every question, but you make us think. You make me think. And thinking is only for the class, for the classroom, not for Sunday school. And so if you hear it that way, don't we all feel the same way as the student? When we think about our faith, we don't want to think about it. We don't want to study it. We just go with the flow. We just let things slide without knowing how to defend our faith. And, you know, through this podcast, I hope that bit by bit, we would get to realize that the Word of God in the Bible is true. And that's what we are proving here in this book by Adrian Rogers, What Every Christian Ought to Know, because these are really the fundamentals that we really need to know first, or as a foundation, as we go deeper to know Jesus Christ and get to have a deeper relationship with Him in our lives. Because again, the end times is here and we have to be ready sa pagdating ni Jesus. So let's go ahead and get started. For our episode 4, we're going to be talking about the birthmarks of the believer. And we're going to reference this verse from 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. And it says here, "By this we know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. He who says, 'I know Him,' and does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked." So if you read that just in passing, it's just, oh, okay. So, okay. But if you want to dig deeper, that's actually easier said than done. You know, when you walk how Jesus walked, it's not easy. You know, the Father asked Jesus to come down to earth, be a human, and suffer the greatest punishment there ever is, the most painful kind of punishment that a human being can ever endure, and that is the cross. And not only that, he has to suffer that, and he has to also bear the sins of every human being on the planet, just so everybody will have a chance at salvation, right? So that's really easier said than done. But, you know, we can't do it ourselves, but we definitely can do it through the help of our helper, the Holy Spirit, which Jesus said would come after he ascends to heaven. So there. Now here, 1 John gives some traits of the twice born. We might call these the birthmarks of the believer. If we are born again, the evidence will be there. Now, let's go ahead and take a look at three of these evidences that John mentions in this epistle. You may test your salvation by them. Now, we're going to do three different tests today. So, the number one test is the commandment test. We also have the companion test and the confidence test. So, for the commandment test, you are not saved because you keep the commandments, but you will keep the commandments if you are saved. We have learned already that salvation is not of works. You are not saved by commandment keeping. Okay, so as per this margin here, in the book of 1 John, John was saying, if you say you are saved, but you are not keeping God's commandments, then you are a liar, right? Now, the understanding of all of this is the word keep. It comes from the Greek word tereo, and among its meanings is to watch over. It's actually used in ancient times by sailors. Now, those sailors did not have global positioning satellites or GPS and radio signals to guide them. They sailed by the stars. I remember Moana. She used to measure the stars using her hand, right? Now, they keep their eye on the heavens, and they called that keeping the stars. So, keeping the stars is much like keeping the commandments. When we keep the commandments, we steer by them. That does not speak of sinless perfection. Okay? Pag sinabi natin na we follow the commandments, it doesn't mean that we don't sin anymore. But it does mean that our heart's desire is to keep the word of God. You know, from the moment that I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, there has been in me a desire to keep God's word. And I'm pretty sure that you did too. When you first, and if you, you know, if you truly accepted Jesus in your life, you would really have that feeling, that urge to know Jesus, I really want to follow you. I want to do the right thing all the time. Even if we fail sometimes, even if you are unfaithful, you know, God is always faithful. You know that he's always merciful, he's forgiving. But still, even if we sin, we already have that desire to do what is right. However, we fail most of the time because that's how we are as humans. We are wicked. We are not perfect, but God is perfect. So let's go ahead and take a look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 6, and verses 8 to 9 in the margin right here. And let's go ahead and, you know, as you listen to it and as you read with your Bibles, I want you to underline the phrases or just, you know, highlight the phrases and the words that is disturbing to you. Because sometimes, you know, the word of God is like that. It contains thoughts that bothers us because it's completely different from how the world tells us how to live. You know, sometimes for people who have never really studied the word of God, they find the Bible, the word of God, as a stumbling block, something that is against them. But you have to remember that God is there, willing to extend a hand to you so that you can be saved. At the end of the day, you know, whatever you believe in, all those who believe in Jesus will be saved. So let's take a look at the verses. So 1 John chapter 3, verse 6 says, whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. And then on 8 through 9, he says, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. Okay, so, wow, that's pretty disturbing, you know, if you compare that to yourself, right? So you might say, I must not be saved, because I know the ability to sin is within me. And it says here, he who sins is in the present tense. And it kind of looks like it speaks of a habitual course of action. Well, John is saying that a man who is born of God does not make sin his practice, his lifestyle, his habit. It does not mean he could not slip into sin. That's what it meant. John is saying that a man who is born of God does not make sin his practice, his lifestyle, and his habit. It does not mean he could not slip into sin. So that's our commandment test, okay? Do we follow the commandment to the T or not? And do we think that if we follow the commandments, we're going to be saved? Number two, the companion test. So let's go to chapter or 1 John chapter 3, verses 14 to 15. 14 to 15. And so let's read that in our Bible. It says here, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. Okay, so here I have questions, and you will see this in the show notes later on, down in the show notes below. So the questions would be, you can know you are born again because you, and you can encircle one or choose one, speak in tongues, love other Christians, are active in church, or know the Bible. Okay, so just choose one. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we are born of God. We have a new nature, and it is God's nature. We are in the family of God, and so we have brothers and sisters. To be God's child is to share God's nature. We don't need a bumper sticker or a lapel pin to prove that we are Christians. Well, Jesus said, by this will all men know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. That is in John chapter 13, verse 35. If we love him and his love is in us, then we are going to love what he loves, which is his dear family. That doesn't mean we are all lovable by nature. No. We are not by nature lovely, actually. We are all sinners. That's my struggle too. I struggle to love other people because I find fault in them, especially the ones who did me wrong. I find it very difficult to love them. Really, who doesn't, right? Like, if someone asks for help, I'd say, but you didn't help me back then, right? You didn't help me before. Why should I help you, right? So we have that biases. We have that judgmental eyes towards other people, and that is not loving at all. A church is comprised of people who finally realize they are sinners and banded together to do something about it. Now, all of us are in various stages in our spiritual growth and sanctification. Now, those in the church with us who are steering by the stars, maybe temporarily, of course, but they are on board with us, okay? They are our brothers and sisters. So those who we see are like going off course or, you know, drifting away from the Lord, we have to like really realize that they are our brothers and sisters, and we shouldn't let them drift away. To love Jesus is to love his church, and that kind of love is a birthmark of the believer. Now let's go ahead and proceed to number 3 after this pause. So, test number 3 is the confidence test. Now, the biblical belief or confidence is not just an intellectual exercise. You do not believe about Jesus, but you believe in Jesus. There's a difference, okay? So you can know something about, for example, the president, but you don't know him, like, personally. You don't know his ways. You don't know his heart, right? But you know that he was born in this year. You know that he's born in this place, that he graduated from this university or things like that. He grew up in this place and, you know, so on and so forth. So that's just the facade, kind of, you know something about a person, but you don't really know the person personally. Now, let's take a look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. It says here, "He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son." Now notice that 1 John chapter 5, verse 10 is in the present tense. It doesn't say he who has believed. It says he who believes. Now our confidence is always to be in the present tense. And we should always remember that, because it's a constant reminder to all of us that we should always believe in Jesus. Now sometimes the question is asked, "Are you saved?" And the answer comes, "Yes, I'm saved." Now, according to this person here, he says, "I remember walking down the aisle when I was 9 years old, giving my hand to my pastor and my heart to Jesus Christ." Now, the Bible never uses such an experience as proof of salvation. It never points us back to some time when we may have believed in Jesus Christ. It always deals with our present confidence. The Bible never says you will know you are saved by something you remember in the past. It says he who believes, present tense. If you are believing, you did believe. If you are trusting Jesus, then you did trust Jesus. The real test is not whether you remember the time or the place, but that you are this moment putting your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, how did you do on the test? You can go ahead and choose your responses in the show notes below. So it says, "My heart's desire is to keep God's word, pass or fail. I love my Christian brothers and sisters, pass or fail. I put my confidence in Jesus daily, pass or fail." So these are the 3 questions that we can answer based off of, you know, our assessment of ourselves. Nobody can assess ourselves better than we do, because we know ourselves, right? Your husband, your best friend, your mother, your father, they know you, but they don't really know what's going on inside your head, inside your heart. Only you can. And so you can do this assessment of yourself, and hopefully you'll know where you're at and where we need improving on, which part of our faith we need improving on, so that we can continue to grow in a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. And so that ends our fourth episode. Next episode, we're going to be talking about the witness of the Spirit and the witness of the Word. Very interesting topic, actually, but I'll reserve that for our fifth episode. And I will see you again on our next episode, Chismosas. Just parting words. You know, these are the tests that we can do any time of the day. But, you know, I hope that hindi lang pag-answer sa tests na to yung talagang gagawin natin. But let's all remember how much Jesus sacrificed for our salvation. And that we have to remind ourselves that, hey, Jesus, I want to thank you that you did all these things for me. And so, in return, I want other people to also know and experience this love that you made me experience, this love that you are so willing to give me. You know, how much, just as how much we struggle to love other people, I really hope and I pray that we ask God for help in that area, because we can't do it on ourselves. We can't do it on our own. We can't really do things on our own. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to fulfill God's commandments, and that is to love one another as He has loved us. So I hope, Chismosas, this has become a great encouragement for you in your faith as we grow deeper in our relationship with Jesus Christ. So choose to be kind, choose to love, and always remember, God loves you so very much. See you next time.